Next item is subdivision 2014-4, David L. Banks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen of the commission, having heard the presentation at the public hearing, I would like to make a motion to defer it at this time for a little more consideration. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2014-4, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2014-4, David L. Banks, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. And gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Only thing I would add is that we do not meet again until September 11th.
Okay, yes, sir, Mr.
Just one thing, the Brumley one where there was a recommendation today, just for the commission's benefit, there was a discussion about that type of business at county council, I think last Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but Tuesday prior. About not only agricultural farm stands, but also vendors and council. I think with regard to the vendors like Mr. Brumley's, that was the one issue where there was some consensus on looking at a way to potentially streamline that, just because there's a question, and I think a legitimate one, as to whether that's sort of overly burdensome to require somebody who has a hot dog stand or a food truck to go through the whole conditional use process. So that, keep that on your radar. I think that's going to be coming before you all at some point in the form of an ordinance.
So. Very good. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I have a question, perhaps for the good of the order. Could someone explain what action council took on Peninsula on our recommendation? Did they concur with us? Did it change slightly, significantly?
It was the same basic recommendation with a couple of changes. One was the actual dollar amount. One was...
would they require
square footage?
Yeah, 14 million.
There was an actual amount.
An actual number.
Well, and that was based on, they had a different record than the commission had.
Okay.
There was
okay.
data in their record upon which they could base a bond amount and a square footage.
Oh, good. 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 Outstanding.
Review and approval by the homeowner association.
All right.
That was basic. The basic. I don't have it in front of me, but it wasn't basic.
That sounds. Okay.
It was 11 million. And 478,000, something like that. And it was minimum 25,000 square footage, and being basically usable space, and 32,000 total, meaning the porches and decks and things like that are counted separate. But there was a number of square footage, there was a dollar amount, and then there was a reference that the HOA had to approve it. Review and approve. But I think we had said review, and they said review and approve.
They did keep in the building permit restriction if it's not complied with.
We can send a copy of the decision to the, send a copy of changes, write a letter to the afternoon right afterwards, and we can send you a copy of the letter. It'll show you the conditions of approval.
Okay, great.
And we're going to be out for a couple weeks anyway, so.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Anything?
Okay.
Stand adjourned. Peace and heart.